This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia this morning. In the first leg, Mr. Modi will reach Ghana this evening. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also address the Parliament of Ghana. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Ghana is a valued partner in the Global South and plays a significant role in the African Union and the Economic Community of West African States. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, highlighted that defense cooperation is one of the prominent agenda items of this historic visit.
We largely have the defense cooperation with Ghana since the very earlier years of this country's independence through the capacity building support. The current naval chief is himself under one of our ITEC programs. In his very early stages, he visited India. So these are their own people-to-people linkages. Also, this we want to expand it further.
From Ghana, Mr. Modi will depart for a two-day visit to Trinidad and Tobago tomorrow. The Quad members have called for bringing the perpetrators, organizers and financiers of the Pahalgam terror attack to justice without any delay and urged UN member nations to extend their cooperation. A report.
The joint statement from the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting held in Washington, D.C. condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on April 22 this year, which claimed the lives of 25 Indian nationals and one Nepali citizen. They unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. It also urged all UN member states, following their obligation under international law and relevant UN Security Council resolutions, to cooperate actively. The Quad also launched the Quad Critical Minerals Initiative to strengthen economic security. The member nations underscored their commitment to defend the rule of law, sovereignty, and territorial integrity. Sanyukta Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare said that extensive studies by the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, and All India Institute of Medical Sciences have conclusively established no linkage between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden deaths among adults post-COVID-19. The ministry noted that studies conducted by ICMR and the National Center for Disease Control, NCDC, affirmed that COVID-19 vaccines in India are safe and effective, with extremely rare instances of serious side effects. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that 66.91 kilometers long 4-lane Greenfield Bandikui Spur has been successfully completed with a cost of over 2,000 crore rupees. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari said, "This strategically significant project provides direct, access-controlled connectivity between the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway and Jaipur." Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandaviya today said that 1 lakh crore rupees will be provided to employees and employers over the next 4 years through the Employment-Linked Incentive ELI scheme. Talking to media in New Delhi, the minister said that this scheme is the result of the employment-centric policy of the government. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has signed into law a bill suspending cooperation with the United Nations Nuclear Monitor, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. This is one of the most drastic steps Iran has made in its standoff with international powers on its nuclear activities. Iranian state media reported that the legislation, which occurred after the recent military clashes with Israel and the US, has come into effect officially. The benchmark domestic equity indices today paired early gains and ended with modest losses amid mixed global cues. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, dropped 288 points to close at 83,410. The National Stock Exchange, Nifty 50, declined 88 points to settle at 25,453. And in cricket, India was 75-1 against England on day one in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy Series at Edgbaston in Birmingham a short while ago. Earlier, England, led by skipper Ben Stokes, won the toss and opted to bowl. Team India made three significant changes to their playing 11. Jasprit Bumrah has been rested, paving the way for pacer Akash Deep to make his debut. And that is the end of this news bulletin.